This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Millions of people here in the United States are dealing with the effects of frigid, stormy weather, including many in the southern state of Texas, who spent days without electricity and have had water supplies disrupted. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the head of the cooperative that is responsible for most of the state's electricity said there was progress Wednesday in boosting available power, and that they hoped soon people would only have to deal with rolling blackouts before services fully restored. Authorities ordered about 7 million people in Texas, one quarter of the state's population, to boil tap water before drinking it due to the damage to the water system there. Meantime, the National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for a large portion of the U.S., ranging from Texas to the east coast state of Maryland. The National Weather Service said the storm would bring ice, sleet, heavy snow to parts of Texas already hit, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. More than 20 storm-related deaths have been reported here in the United States since the cold weather arrived last week, most of them in traffic accidents. Well, residents of Jerusalem woke up Thursday morning to find the city blanketed with snow. Some children built a snowman near the walls of Jerusalem's old city, complete with COVID-19 face masks. Snowfall covered areas in the region it has not reached in years, disrupting traffic, postponing vaccination campaigns against COVID-19, even exams at some nearby universities. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is